Tachas Kelim Perach Abed Mishnah Chet. Shiba Shenital HaElyon Tmeya Mipnei Atachas. A wooden chest, that the upper part of the chest is missing, meaning to say the cover is missing. It broke off or was taken off. The chest is still Makabel Tuma, because the Tachas on the lower part of the chest is still intact, and the chest can still be used without a cover. Nita Tachton Tmeya Mipnei HaElyon. If the lower part of the chest is missing, it was broken off or taken off, and all that's left is a cover, that cover is still Makabel Tuma. Reason being is that we're talking about a chest that's curved, and the size of the chest and the cover of the chest is also curved. So therefore, the cover, since it's curved, could be used for storage. So even though the only thing that's left is the elyon, meaning the cover, is still Makabel Tuma, as you can store things in this curved cover. Nitau ha'elyon ba'atachton, Rabbi Yehuda mitame mipnei hadafin, v'chachamim mitar. If both the upper part and the lower part of the chest is missing, and all that's left are the sideboards of this chest, and the sideboards, as we said, are curved, so you could store things in these sideboards. Rabbi Yehuda said the sideboards are makabel tuma, since you can store things in the curved sideboards. While the Chachamim HaMitar, they say that even though you can store things in the curved sideboards, they would not be makabel tuma if the elyon and the tachton are missing, and all that's left are the sideboards. And the sideboards cannot be used for storage when they are standing in the position that they were made to be used, which is upright. Since they cannot store things in that position, even though if we change the position of the sideboards, you could store things in them, they are not makabel tuma. Yeshivat ha-satas tamei medrash. The seat of a satas, a stone cutter, is tamei medrash. It would become an avat tuma if a zav or zava would sit on it. As a satas, while he is cutting the stone, he would carve out a seat in a piece of wood. That piece of wood, since it's used for sitting by the satas, is considered meyuchal yeshiva, something that is set aside and used strictly for sitting on. So since it's meyuchal yeshiva, it's makabel tuma, it's medrash, the zav or zava would sit on that piece of wood, it would become an avat tuma. A block of wood that he designed it, painted it, and smoothed it out with a tool. Rabbi Kiva said this block of wood becomes tummy. It becomes a kli and it's makabel tumas medrash. And since he painted it, designed it, and smoothed it, obviously he wants to use it for sitting. Even though he didn't actually carve out a seat into it, since it's obvious he wants to use it for sitting, it becomes a kli, and it's makabel tuma. While the Chachamim say it's tar, it's not makabel tuma until you actually carve out a seat. Since it's just a simple block of wood, even though he painted it, it's obvious that he wants to use it for sitting. Until he actually does a maisa, until he carves out a seat, it's not considered a kli, and it's not makabel tuma. Hatzal ba'akal kala, shabil on tevin el mucha, hitkita v'yeshiva, Tahir. Asah and a kalkala are two different types of baskets, and he filled them with straw or with rat, and adapted them for sitting. As he wanted to use asah and the kalkala to sit on it, so he put rags or straw inside of it. Even so, they're tar, they're not makabel tumas medrash. And this is not enough of a maisa to make the asah and kalkala miyuchal yeshiva, something that is used strictly for sitting, as the tevin or the muchan can easily fall out. So it's not yet makabel tumas medrash. Sirgan begamia b'mashicha tmeh. But if he stitched them with gamia or mashicha, different types of string, in such a case, it's tummy, it's makabel tumas medrash, and now that he stitched them and the tevin or muchan cannot fall out, that's enough of a maisa, and it is now considered meyuchal yeshiva, and it's makabel tumas medrash.